The next patient is William Mattern. The last name is M-A-T-T-E-R-N. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old. White male that is originally from Pennsylvania that has a history of pulmonary fibrosis that was treated with a lung transplant 7 years ago. The patient was placed in immunosuppression that is prednisone, sirolimus, and tacrolimus, period. Eventually, the patient developed chronic kidney disease, has been losing kidney function, and there was a point where the serum creatinine went up to 5 mg/cent and the BUN was in the upper 70s, and preparation for dialysis was done by placing a peritoneal catheter. The patient came down to Florida to spend the winter, and he has been recovering the kidney function. He's feeling well, and he's reluctant to follow the recommendation that was given up in Pennsylvania of starting dialysis. This patient As of October 16 of 2022, had a tacrolimus level of 7.4. He's taking 0.5 milligrams POBID. The hematocrit was 31, the hemoglobin 10.5. The serum creatinine 3.2. The BUN 62, estimated GFR 20. Sodium, potassium, chloride, CO2 with the normal limits. Blood sugar with the normal limits. Since the patient was asymptomatic, we decided to observe the patient rather than starting him on hemodialysis. Or peritoneal dialysis, for the matter. And continue the close follow-up of the condition, period. A lengthy conversation was carried with the patient. He has non-voluntary tremors that are most likely associated to tacrolimus. The primary care physician wants to try the administration of propranolol, which I think could be treated. I would start him in a very low dose, 10 or 20 milligrams on daily basis, since the patient has a blood pressure that is a systolic between 100 and 110, period. Following number, anemia. The anemia is related to CKD. He doesn't qualify for ESA administration. We monitor the serum iron. Following number, lung transplant functioning well. Following number, hyperlipidemia under control. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup.